Veterans and Emergency Preparedness to come to order. Colleagues, we only have one bill today, and it's a work session. We had this bill up previously. It was House Bill 2933, and we were asked to have several agencies look at it to see if there were any other concerns, and none came up. So we're going to open a public work session on House Bill 2933. Council, if you would, please.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2933 removes the cap of $2.5 million in any biennium that the Infrastructure Finance Authority may grant for emergency projects. It was heard on May 16th. And there are no amendments.
Madam Vice Chair.
Chair Boquist, I move House Bill 2933 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Madam Vice Chair, Mona Sanders moves House Bill 2933 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there opposition? Seeing none, so ordered. Senator Courtney is excused on business of the Senate. Senator Roblin will be the assigned carrier of the bill I have written down here. And with that, we'll close the public hearing in House Bill 2933. And with that, colleagues, we probably will have one informational hearing maybe later in the session. But that wraps up all of the official business we have in terms of bills for the session. Madam Vice Chair, any comments?
No.
Senator Olson, any comments?
No.
With that, we're going to close the public hearing on the Senate Committee on Veterans and Emergency Preparedness. Public hearing on the Senate Committee on Veterans and Emergency